This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's tax topic is cryptocurrency year-end tax planning. One definition before we start. The definition of the word exchange is simply when you trade your existing cryptocurrency for anything else, i.e., other crypto, cash, or goods. December 31st is quickly approaching. Have your crypto assets decreased in value? I read much disinformation and outright myths online about cryptocurrency. The main myth is that you can take the decrease in value of your crypto assets on your tax return. This is untrue. You can only take losses on crypto if you actually exchanged that crypto you are holding, and those transactions would need to be executed before December 31st. Why would you sell crypto at a loss? Well, if you feel that your cryptocurrency will not rebound, then taking the losses might be sound financial planning. You may have other capital assets, including crypto, that you sold at a gain this year, and you may be able to offset those gains with these crypto losses. On January 1, download all income tax-related reports and detailed transaction histories. As soon as the year ends, be sure to log on to all exchanges and wallets and download all pertinent reports and detailed transaction histories. Be sure to save these in both PDF and Excel formats if possible. If they are available, download your income tax-related gain and loss reports for later reference. Will the IRS receive my transaction history? Well, even if you don't get a year-end form from an exchange, I am advising everyone to act as if they did. If anyone tells you to not report your transactions because the IRS will never know about them, ignore that person. Their advice puts you at grave risk. All of this requires expert tax advice and coordination. I urge everyone to reach out to me either at the website on your screen or via my phone number to get in touch with me to schedule a consultation. Now, to restate the main takeaways from this podcast, number one, you can only take losses on your crypto investments if you exchange them. Crypto you are holding that is decreasing in value but not exchanged will not give you a tax deduction. Number two, assume the IRS will get all the details of your crypto transactions. So, this brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.